answers, the answer for Friday's riddle, question was, to give me please the relationship between Naomi and Boaz. So there was one answer which I hadn't expected. It was mother-in-law. I guess that's a valid answer. That's not what I had in mind. That was pretty obvious. So Rashi points out that Elimelech and Boaz's father, which his name was Salmon, and Ploni Almoni, which is the Ploni Almoni, which is mentioned later on in the Megillah, and the father of Naomi were all brothers. So Boaz was the son of Salmon, was a nephew of Elimelech. So Naomi, being married to Elimelech, was the aunt of Boaz. She also was a cousin of Boaz because she, her father, the father of Naomi, and the father of Boaz were brothers. Thereby, they were cousins. They were both cousins. They were cousins to each other, and she was also his aunt by the virtue of being married to his uncle. So that was the correct answer. Two boys gave me that answer, and that was the correct answer. I just want to run through. We finished our unit on the Mir L'Akam. I just want to run through a very quick synopsis of the points which we mentioned in regards to Mir L'Akam, so you should be able to at least take away the basic points. Again, I don't think you should be passing the shalas yourself. You should be asking the shalas halacha l'maisa to a rav. But you should be aware of the concepts which are behind it. So we pointed out that the Isser of Mir L'Akam has in it four elements. The first element, there has to be a mirah, and that created the concept where the scenario is where it's permitted because there's only a remez, it's only hinted. Or the action that the non-Jew is doing was not included in what you said. You're asking him to do X, and he decides to do it in a way which is easier for him, which makes it easier. But you're not asking him to do that part. You're asking him to clean the floor, and he decides to mop it. You're asking him, some cases that's much, some cases that's not much, and we spoke about when that applies. So that's the world of a mirah. Then we said the second part, there has to be a maisa. The maisa has to be done for the Jew. So that creates the hetzer, which we call the kablam, where the non-Jew is working for himself. He's not working for the Jew. We said the third point, so there's the mira and there's the maisa. Then we said there is the third part is there's an isra of hanoah. There's a prohibition of having benefit from the work that the non-Jew is doing for a Jew. That created an isra, even if you didn't ask him sometimes, that's going to be usr. We also created the hetzer of indirect hanoah versus direct hanoah with its various halachas. The fourth point we pointed out was the concept of maris ayin, that even in scenarios where it's going to be permitted, there's going to be an issue of maris ayin. You have to address when is it obvious that the non-Jew is working, not working for the Jew. When does it seem to be that he is working for the Jew? Certain cases of kablon are still going to be usur because it looks like he's working for the Jew. So that was the first set of. Then we said there are scenarios where it is clearly emir la'akum. It meets all the criteria. There's an amira, there's a maisa, there's ishra of hanoah, and still Chazal said it's going to be permitted. And we said there was four or five areas where it's going to be permitted. One of those is what's known as Chazal Ramatar Shvus to Shvus, when it's a tell a non-Jew to do a malacha de rabbanon. Chazal permitted under certain circumstances, a case of Sar Gadol. We gave four areas where Chazal are going to permit Shvus to Shvus. We discussed at the end whether Amira Lamira is asking one non-Jew to ask a second non-Jew and having the second non-Jew do the malach, is that considered a shus to shus or not? That's a machloikis. We also said there is a scenario where you have a heter to do have a non-Jew do a malach of the raisa, also under certain circumstances, that's ben ashmoshes, Chazal permitted ask a non-Jew to do malach of the raisa. Again, we gave four examples where that's going to be permitted. Tsar Gadol, etc. We permitted that heter of Amir La'akum on a malacha de Raisa ben Ashmoshes. We also spoke about the heter of Amir La'akum on a malacha de Raisa the Tsar Chayle for the purpose of somebody who is ill. Chazal permitted Amir La'akum even on the Raisa for the purpose of a Chayle. And the last area which we permitted, we spoke about the Chazal permitted Amir La'akum on a malacha de Raisa for the purpose of a mitzvah de Rabim or a mikshel for the rabbin, they're going to do something wrong, or a mitzvah the rabbin to help facilitate having them do a mitzvah. And that was the areas where Chazal permitted, even though it's clearly an amir, it's a amir la'akum, it's speaking, Jew asking a non-Jew to do a malacha directly, that's going to be permitted under this heter of amir la'akum because of these various different terms. So that's basically the synopsis of what we spoke about the last 3.5 weeks. As next 2 days, we'll talk about some malachas which apply to Shavuos, Allah's Berach HaTorah, etc. I know they usually put up on the board. I just want to go through some of those points for people staying up at the night. And after Shavuos, we're going to start a new unit. Have a good morning. Have a good day.